is an honor, is a privilege. Jerry Falwell Jr. is president of Liberty University, as well as a lawyer, son of the late Reverend Jerry Falwell. This is a great man, a great American, a great man of strong faith. What he has done with this Liberty University is second to none. So it is an honor to bring you to the airwaves. Mr. President, great to have you on the Piscopo show.
Joe, it's likewise an honor to have you here. We're just so proud to, of what you do and the boldness you have and the courage. And I think you and I first met election night, 2016.
You are good, man. You are good.
At the Hilton?
Yes.
Yeah, New York Hilton. I was struck with how kind and humble you were. And it was such a breath of fresh air compared to the establishment Republican. I mean, that whole group of Trump supporters, they were just down-to-earth people. And you go back 10, 12, 15, 20 years, the establishment Republican crowd, they act like they do you a favor to talk to you.
I know. It's so true. And you were there. That an exciting night that
it was. Yeah,
Wisconsin went, Pennsylvania went, and we're going like, whoa, what's going on?
I was calling the president every time one of those days. I called him four times that night, and he answered every time.
Yeah.
And he tried to get us to come up to the Trump Tower to watch with him, but I said no. By the time we get up there, you're going to be coming back for the victory party.
And Mark Serrano on earlier, our dear mutual friend, took me over to introduce you to you, and it's so great. Thank you for being so kind to my children too. You know, Mr. President, I got to tell you, that's what it's all about. Now you said when I said we'll come down, we'll do a little question answer, and Pastor David's going to do the interview, and I said, can I bring my kids down? You said bring them down. It's what it's all
great.
About.
That's
it's
great.
About
yeah.
Because we're losing, and I went on to a rant this morning. In the first hour, and this is where my heart is. This is where it really is. My mother instilled in me. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have your faith strong. It's okay to have an unwavering faith. And you know what I say on this radio station? I have to give Ed Atzinger and my boss, Phil Boyce and Jerry Crowley, allow me to do it. Mm-hmm. I go, we're one nation under God. In God we trust. And I actually say this, and I push the envelope just to irritate the agnostics and the atheists. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Yes. And I can say it on the radio, man.
And so many people get Christianity confused with religion.
That's right.
You and I were talking. At Liberty, we try to focus on loving God, believing in Christ, loving others. And this weekend, we're going to announce this morning, 2,200 students are going out in the local community into the inner city and spending the whole 2 days just serving others. It's called Serve Lynchburg. And it's that's what it's all about. It's not how often you go to church. Mm. It's how you treat other people.
God bless you. It's what my kids live by, the credo my mother always taught me. As a matter of fact, can I ask you, and not to push confidences, because you're very close to President Trump. Mm-hmm. We saw you in the front row of something I want to chat about in a moment. But his faith, his I know him as just a nice guy. And when people go, Joe, you're pro-Trump. Oh, you're a Trump. I said, no. I know the guy. I worked for him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I worked for anybody who treated me better when I worked for them. They would send the plane. They would treat you with respect. The show was always good. His faith, does he look to you for direction in that regard?
He is he's one of those people who lives his faith. And I don't even know that he completely understands that he's doing that. But the way he treats other people, he's tough in business, but that's what we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, unto God that which is God's. So Jesus taught personal charity, but he also taught us, he didn't expect Roman soldiers to turn the other cheek when they went to battle. So when you're serving another master, when you're serving a corporation or a government, you got to be tough. But that's just how it works. And I think he's so down to earth. I called him last night. He answered the phone.
Yeah.
And he's just, he's so approachable and so humble and he's tough. Yes, you got to be tough. Thank God we got a tough president. But
well, here, the president recently signed that executive order protecting freedom of speech on college campuses. And you are right at the forefront of this. What does this mean for conservative students?
Well, it's good news for conservative students who go to campuses that are, you know, when I was in college and law school, a lot of liberals would say, you know, I might not agree with you, but I'll die for your right to say it. They don't say that anymore.
Yeah,
they say,
point.
Shut up. And I think that's why Liberty has prospered so much. Since my dad died in 2007, we've gone from zero endowment to $2 billion, and we $3.5 billion in gross assets. And it's because these other schools are running the conservatives off by their authoritarianism. And it's just, so part of me is thinking, I don't know if I want, maybe he shouldn't have signed the executive order because that'll be, it'll compete with us a little bit more, but at the other schools. But no, I think it's great. I think that's what higher education is supposed to be about, the free expression of ideas.
I have to tell you a story. I'm organically honest on the show. Forgive me. President Jerry Falwell Jr. with us of this grand, glorious university, Liberty University. Forgive me. And I know, but I had to tell you. So I met your dad. First time, it was off of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course, Saturday Night Live was like the antithesis of everything establishment, everything religion, everything. Mm-hmm. And I might have, but, you know, I'm a diehard pro-life Italian Catholic. Mm-hmm. So I said to your father, we were at a Cleveland studio, the ABC affiliate. Why do I remember this? I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like, oh, here's a guy from Saturday Night Live. What's going to happen? And I pointed to him, and I said, Reverend, I said, I agree with your stance on abortion, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he lit up like, wow, I'm getting through to the other side, you know?
Well, he loved people, too. He was, yeah. He was so,
not to make a political here, but
he
I
was
did.
So approachable, yeah.
He was so nice,
can I tell
man?
You a funny story about Saturday Night Live? You know, when I was in high school, I graduated in 1980, but everybody on Monday morning, all the students said,
oh.
I had to talk about was how funny Saturday Night Live was. And I continued with you and Eddie Murphy.
Thank
but,
you.
But my dad had this television show, the Old Time Gospel Hour. It's how he got the word out about Liberty.
Right.
It was on, there were only three networks then, so he was on one of them in every market every Sunday.
Yeah.
And he had a little oval in this corner of the screen with a lady doing sign language for deaf watchers. Well, Garrett Morris did a spoof of that, and he came on with Jane Curtin was doing the news.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the corner, there was a little oval with Garrett Morris in there, and they called it News for the Hard of Hearing. Whatever she'd say, he'd scream it.
Hey, son!
But it was a spoof of my father's television show.
He appreciated the sense of humor. He had a sense of humor about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I have to ask you, how did you bring this great place? I have to tell you, and I'm talking to you in Jersey and in New York and across the country. You come to Virginia, to Liberty University. The feel is here. The positive energy is here. The respect is here. I'm walking down the hallway here. Hi, everybody's friendly and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say people are like that down there. You have created that.
You know, it started with my father. He loved people, and it was contagious. He hired those kind of people and attracted those kind of students, and we're still attracting those type of students. I have visitors all the time say, I can't believe your students stopped me on the sidewalk, asked me if I needed directions.
Yeah.
Most college campuses, they won't make eye contact with you.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And so it's something we're really proud of, and it grows out of our faith-based mission, you know, how to treat other people.
Yeah. Your point is so well taken, Mr. President. It is exactly that. It's just treating, you know, I always look at Jesus Christ as people, oh, what are you a religious? No, I look at the man, the philosopher, the man, as he walked the earth. Of course, me being an Italian Catholic, the saints as well, Joseph and Mary and Anne, all these great, great humans that walked the earth. What do you say? And not to get political, but there seems to be, and we talked about it earlier with the former congressman, we talked about how they're trying to take Christianity away. Not only Christianity, this anti-Semitic rise that I rail about every single morning. What's going on in this country, sir?
You know, National Socialism is synonymous with anti-Semitism.
Bingo.
And National Socialism is what we've seen rising in the Democratic Party. The two go hand in hand. And not far behind anti-Semitism is anti-Christian sentiments. And so it's heading in a sad direction. You'd think we would have learned from history. But, you know, we gotta stop it.
Yeah, and thanks for your fight, sir.
Well, you know, our students, I want to say one more nice thing about them. Bernie Sanders, Jimmy Carter spoke here. He said it was the best experience he'd ever had in college. Alan Dershowitz was here two weeks ago. He said he never had a better experience at a college. And there was more diversity of viewpoint at Liberty University than Harvard, even though he taught there 50 years.
He's got Avi. I call him Avi, my buddy from Brooklyn. He was on yesterday, actually.
Yep.
And before we let you go, Jerry Falwell Jr., President Falwell. Yes,
found out yesterday you and I share the same birthday.
Get out of here, brother. Fist bump. Look at that.
June 17th.
June 17th.
I was born on Father's Day.
Oh, me too. I was born on Father's
Day,
too. Wow. A long time before you, but I was born on Father's Day, too. Isn't that something?
That's
that was
incredible.
A gift? Hopefully it was a gift for our parents,
that's
right?
That's right, right.
Well, that's great. Oh, that's good to know. Me, you, and I think Barry Manilow.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Somebody like that. Mm-hmm. But before this is great. So we're going into your glorious arena there, this 10,000-seat arena. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a question and answer with your pastor, David, which I'm looking forward to.
And me.
And you're going to be there, too. Thank you. And then we're going to bring my kids up. We're going to have a whole family get-together. Rumor has it that NASCAR made an appearance in the same arena. You had a NASCAR show there the other day?
Jimmy Johnson, Rick Hendrick, and a driver. We spun. sponsor who's a student who's a second in his second year in the Monster Series, and we raced the little go-karts on the floor, on the gym floor, with the front of all those thousands of kids. And I beat all the race cars.
You bet you won. That is great. Was your wife with you? Somebody said, yeah. Mark Serrano told me that.
She went for a little while.
This is
she
great.
Had, because, you know, had on high heels. So.
I'll tell you, the energy is positive. It's all for the goodness of humanity, as
that's
you
right.
say.
That's
and
right.
I have to tell you, Jerry, if I could call you Jerry,
sure.
When I met you and we met there at the Donald Trump victory, not to make it political, mm-hmm. You're just a grounded person. You're such a decent person. It's an honor to have you on the air with us,
well,
sir.
I'm honored to be here, and we're honored to have you at Liberty University.
Thank you.
Thank
there
you.
It is, President Jerry Falwell Jr. with Joe Piscopo. Just a great privilege to have this great man in the studio.